Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The wife of a black suspect killed by Atlanta police officers on Friday evening say those officers involved in his death should go to jail at once. Tamika Miller saying on CBS This Morning that if her husband Rayshard Brooks had shot the police officers, he'd already be in jail and he'd be in line for a life sentence. She also says that she hasn't been able to witness the police body cam video of the incident.
I'm already in enough pain right now, so to see anything of my husband being shot down, or I can't stomach that right now.
Police say Brooks resisted arrest after being found passed out and apparently drunk behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive through, and in a scuffle with officers, he allegedly grabbed one of their tasers. A U.S. Air Force pilot still missing after his fighter jet went down during a training mission off the coast of England early today. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to FrontSight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
GOP lawmakers in the Iowa House and Senate have added a new restriction to that state's abortion law. It requires women to wait 24 hours after their first appointment to consider getting an abortion. Women would also be made to look at an ultrasound and get adoption information before they could go through with an abortion. President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after celebrating his 74th birthday yesterday with his family at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. The White House giving no details on exactly how the president celebrated his birthday, but there are reports he played some golf while he was at the resort. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Chinese government reportedly to meet in Hawaii soon. The expected meeting would happen as tensions continue to grow between the U.S. and China over a myriad of issues, including the coronavirus and its origination. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been seven straight weeks of increases for the price of gasoline across the USA. A national average now over $2.09 a gallon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That price at the pump is now up over 22 cents from a month ago, but some 59 and a half cents lower from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the highs and lows across the nation.
The lowest average gas prices could be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.73, followed by Louisiana at $1.74, Arkansas at $1.78, Oklahoma at $1.79, and Alabama at $1.80 per gallon. Leading the nation with the highest average prices, Hawaii at $3.13 per gallon, followed by California at $2.98 per gallon, Washington State at $2.61 per gallon, Oregon at $2.52 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.50 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And a tattoo shop in the South is offering free cover-ups for anyone who wants to remove their tattoo that's a symbol of a gang or hate. The artists at Gallery X Art Collective in Murray, Kentucky say they want to do their part to take a stance in the Black Lives Matter movement. One artist saying that having any sort of hate tattoo is, quote, completely unacceptable. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. And what a ride it's been, right? We are committed to making sense of it all, believe me. And our next guest is going a long way as we go back in history to think about where we've been and how it's brought us to this place. Amity Slays is with us, New York Times bestselling author of The Forgotten Man, her new book, Great Society, a new history for us to look at the she's offering a stunning revision of 1960s history with burning relevance for our contemporary challenges. Amity, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, what you have done by way of service to our country, especially in the debate and all that's being discussed right now, my hope is that reason would prevail to where we can get a hold of what you're sharing with us here as we look back to the 60s, which I believe is instrumental in helping us understand why we're here today.
Yes, sir. Well, absolutely. I mean, one similarity is the idealism. The 60s were built on hope. They were built on the promise of America. The great program of the period was not the good society. It was the great society, right?
Right.
So that's very similar to today. And it's not dislikable. Of course, we want to always aim for the best we can get. The question would be, what did we get when we aimed for great last time? We made a decision, a collective American decision to get to great. We could opt to use the private sector, America is the country of enterprise, or we could use the public sector. Well, we opted for the public sector as the vehicle to greatness, and we didn't, to New Jerusalem, and we didn't get it.
Right. Why is it that the default seems to be, so often, the public sector, in contrast to the private sector, when we have seen experientially the private sector as a powerful force that, really responds in an innate sort of way? I mean, it's kind of built into the soup of the private sector as much as it's built into the soup of the public sector, because we know the public sector is so often driven, you know, by vote getting and by credit, as opposed to, you know, people being able to rise to their own level based on their commitment to self-responsibility?
Well, I think the public sector sounds like the collective, and it makes us feel good. And it suggests there's no selfishness at work, right? It's a public effort. But that's, there's a whole... when I was writing this book, I didn't know what my conclusion was. I didn't intend to have too much private sector in it. But I had a look at companies in the period of the Great Society and what they were doing to make America better, and I was impressed and also disappointed. I'll give three examples. The company that became Intel, which was Fairchild, more or less, that is the gifted staff at Fairchild moved to Intel, wanted to do something for Native Americans. And so they opened a plant in New Mexico because the Native Americans there were good at needlework, and Fairchild made chips, which require precision.
Right.
So it was a thoughtful effort, and they became the biggest employer of Native Americans in the United States at that little factory. Eventually, various protesters complained maybe the pay wasn't right, maybe. And what did Fairchild do? Eventually they left, and then people lost their jobs and were very sad. But it became too hard for Fairchild to be there. They could have done a lot more. Another company I looked at was were the automakers and the United Auto Workers who made a decision collectively, a very powerful union in those days, the kind young people call for now, that they would help young people to express their views. So imagine today a big corporation gives money to a vociferous group of younger Americans, which happens all the time. The head of the UAW gave money to his favorite young radicals. He kind of liked young radicals. He remembered himself as the head of the union when he was a young man. And then to his complete disappointment, he was appalled. The young radicals got so radical that they wrecked the chance for his party to win the election. His party happened to be the Democratic Party. They drove they split the Democratic Party and drove it to the left. And therefore, Richard Nixon, his enemy, won.
Right.
So I got interested. Yeah, I mean, imagine you're a big Democrat looking out the window of the hotel at your convention, and you see people down below behaving so wildly that the conservative side of your party strengthens. And the party split, and you've lost the election. That was Walter Luther. He's really appalled at what he bought. So I learned that companies do well when they work on business, and that helps all people, including minorities, poor people. Jobs are very important to American progress.
Yeah, it's amazing how we end up with these unintended consequences, and it goes back to what Peterson wrote years ago about, excellence and the study of excellence and people sticking to their knitting and, finding that lane that they're to operate best in. And, human nature being what it is, it's almost like not enough for us to find our lane and be happy with it. Somehow we think that we all could be the president of the United States.
Well, yes. I mean, other stories in this book, which I discovered, very interesting, was the disappointment of the students themselves. First, they protested, and it was students, but it was also adults. And right now the discussion is whether we should have community action, right? If you defund the police, what do you do after that?
Right.
Well, you've already heard cries for community action. That sounds nice. Mm-hmm. Police come in, they're intruders, they don't understand. Community action, that sounds great. Let's federally help community action. That's going to be the impulse, and it was in the 60s. I report that from the point of view of the Democratic mayors. Because the Democratic mayors in the 60s, everyone, this was the war on poverty. That's what the Great Society was. They had their poverty programs, and gosh darn it, they had elected. maybe Kennedy. Think of Daley in Chicago.
Well, we've got to go to break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Amity Schlaes, her new book, Great Society, A New History, right here. Stay with us. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
This is Promise, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Amity Schles, New York Times bestselling author of The Forgotten Man. She now gives us, I'll tell you, this is going to be another New York Times bestseller, Great Society, A New History, a look at the past to understand what brought us here today. And Amity, as you were saying, in the 60s, you know, And I love, you know, people that come up with ideas, but I think, you know, even like right now, we're talking about, you know, community investment and, you know, things that I think have some practicality and have some application, but we cannot abandon, you know, law and order altogether. You know, I think that there's some things transactionally that need to be considered because of, you know, today's needs, the immediate needs, and then down the road, like some of these ideas in terms of community resources, which I think has been needed for a long time by way of mentoring. I think some things that the current president has done with Senator Tim Scott, with opportunity zones for, you know, minority business ownership, this moves us in the right trajectory. And I think what it tells us is that we may be on to something here to where, God, wouldn't it be nice if we actually really made a difference with these problems that we're contending with today?
Well, yes. And I believe in police reform. We all, you know, I can't comment too much on today because I'm sorry, but clearly there are projects that the 60s should suggest are worthwhile. But we also learned, and that was what I was going to close the loop from before, I would say that the private sector does more than you think and the public sector does less, if you're going to tab one or the other. The private sector does a lot. America, for all Americans, is much wealthier than it used to be, and that's quite important.
Exactly. Well, if you think it doesn't, all you have to do is look at some of these cities that have been burnt down, and you've got these big companies. I say big companies have big ideas and, you know, big results potentially. And when you move them out of these cities where, you know, boy, you talk about the perfect storm when we're trying to get our economy back on track again after COVID-19, we need people back to work. We need businesses. We don't need them being burnt down and looted. And some of these communities are just devastated by the results of all the rioting and looting that's been taking place.
That's what happened. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about how cities change and people and businesses moved out. Businesses make rational decisions. And when something becomes too hard, the business relocates. They're not always going to. And so we need to keep the businesses all over America, in city and country. One of the things I really liked in the book was the role of Ronald Reagan, who was a Democrat at the beginning. The company he worked at was General Electric.
Exactly.
And General Electric was a wonderful company, but also very arrogant. And he worked there preaching free markets. He didn't even necessarily believe in free markets. He had the assignment to preach free markets. And after a period, he came to think, well, maybe free markets are a good idea. And this story is interesting because GE got in trouble, and GE actually broke the law in antitrust. GE salesmen were fixing prices, and the whole free market effort of Reagan and that department, a man named Len Boulware, great name, kind of went for naught, and Reagan was dismissed from the company, and the company said, well, gee, that was a waste. We spent millions on teaching free markets, and nobody will remember anything we did, and it moved on and tried to fix up its antitrust problem. As it turned out, Reagan, who is now just going back to being a B actor, kind of remembered all that free market stuff and saw the validity empirically. And yes. The next thing, you know, he's running for governor of California. I guess my point being that markets have a place in America, and we as educators have failed to demonstrate that in schools, clearly, because most students just somehow take markets for granted and don't understand how fragile they are. And the point is that if we're we're teaching about markets and sharing the value that markets can offer, maybe we'll have a time when markets are again appreciated, including by politicians. It doesn't have to be a figure who's exactly like Ronald Reagan, who's a Cold War figure. It could be someone else. But long-term efforts at education actually work, and we've failed at education. I know you've heard the phrase the long march.
Yes, right.
As in Mao. But there's also this argument of a long march through the institutions, which was a line uttered by 60s radicals that said, we're not going to get a revolution today, but we're going to take over the institutions of our country. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened in Germany. And we're going to be the radicals who have tenure at the end. Well, we have had a long march in the United States for a number of reasons, and now the people who are at the head of the media or who are running educational institutions or are tenured professors have a very left-leaning view of the world. They lean left, and there's not much room for markets anymore, particularly in the undergraduate space. And that's one reason younger people don't know about how much America has achieved in the past.
Exactly. Well, this long march and left-leaning bias that you refer to has been very much counter, at the end of the day, in my observation, counter the American dream and this democratic republic. I mean, to the point that a majority, I guess, according to some sciences and some polling, would indicate that kids coming out of college, are decidedly more for socialism than democracy.
Well, it's a generation gap. Do they haven't seen socialism the way older Americans have? They haven't seen an economy that doesn't work, and it's a kind of willed ignorance, the inability to have a look at a real-time socialism, say in Venezuela, and the dictatorship that it becomes. That's very important. And I want to mention one other thing that surprised me in the book. It was how brave American unions were in leading civil rights. Certainly unions were involved in the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Walter Reuther was there all along.
Right.
But how bad they were for the future of American industry. In this case, it was automaking, because the third company in my book is Toyota. And while the big auto companies and certainly their unions were focusing on civil rights, Toyota came in and killed a lot of jobs in the Midwest, cutting off from jobs the very kind of people we try to support through civil rights action. So it was a terrible story. This man, Walter Reuther, the head of the UAW, practically murdered Detroit with the policies that he insisted on, and in collusion with him were the automakers, who spent a lot of money on wages, priced our autos out of the market, didn't focus on the quality of the auto, and opened the door, therefore, to competitive imports.
And ignored a dynamic demographic, which was the under 35-year-old. They just said they're irrelevant. They're not going to let them in. They opened the door for the Japanese to come in and take over that market. And you go, how? I mean, any marketing, first semester marketing student would have said, wow, that's opportunity for the Japanese, and they ate it up big time.
Yeah, and they did a good job. Another story that I learned in the book was that Republicans and Democrats are set different. The truth is, when it comes to spending, Richard Nixon just continued the Great Society that Johnson started. So it's one of those revisions for the history book that's probably necessary. Nixon was a big spender, no matter what he promised. In 68, when he did run as law and order man.
Emily Schlaes, thank you so much. This is a great book. Great job here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really like the audio, so I'm going to plug that. The reader's name is Terrence Abelford.
You you hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The wife of a black suspect killed by Atlanta police officers on Friday evening say those officers involved in his death should go to jail at once. Tamika Miller is saying on CBS This Morning that if her husband Rayshard Brooks had shot the police officers, he'd already be in jail and he'd be in line for a life sentence. She also says that she hasn't been able to witness the police body cam video of the incident.
I'm already in enough pain right now, so to see anything of my husband being shot down, or I can't stomach that right now.
Police say Brooks resisted arrest after being found passed out and apparently drunk behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive through, and in a scuffle with officers, he allegedly grabbed one of their tasers. A U.S. Air Force pilot still missing after his fighter jet went down during a training mission off the coast of England early today. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and as promised, Dr. Alveda King, yes, the niece of Martin Luther King, joins us now. Alveda, always good to be having some time together, and especially when we are, talking about coming to a resolution, and who knows, everything that your father and your uncle had dreamed about, maybe this is our critical moment and the choice to be made right now in 2020. What do you think?
Bill, it's so great to join you. I agree that we are right at a pinnacle, at a crosshairs. It's amazing what is going on, but we have to make sure that we see Jesus, see Christ, see God right at the center of everything that is happening. I have been doing some interviews, been out on the streets among the people, have been talking to young people, doing all of that type of work, and the real message just remains the same. We must have prayer and the power of God. We must have purpose. We must have positive planning and positive action. Jesus actually spoke to the storm and said, peace, be still. So we have to have peace, so that we can have justice.
Yes.
And when we see these young men being shot, most recently in Atlanta, I live in Atlanta, and a young man had fallen asleep behind the wheel at Wendy's or something, and the police officer confronted him. The young man woke up and realized he was in trouble, grabbed the taser, anger that the police ran, because then it occurred to him, police really do shoot people, especially black men. And as he was running, the police shot him in the back and killed him. So all of that, I'm just explaining the whole scenario. Neither of them saw a person.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Jr. said, when you value the human personality, you won't kill anybody. Babies right. in the womb, people with those kind of situations that we're discussing. The person who's dead, the young man, saw a threat to his life. The police officer who did the shooting saw a perpetrator. Neither of them saw a person.
Right.
We can't be colorblind. These are not colorblind days. Oh, I don't see color. You better open your eyes and see.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus gives sight to the blind, but we're supposed to celebrate color. God creates that for us. It's a gift from God, just like our breath is. We are one blood, one human race, not separate races. So these race wars have to stop. And I know I just talked a long time, Bill, but I say peace be still.
Amen. Well, what you're sharing with us is important right now, Elvita. And as you said, really, you know, politicians, law enforcement, all these things really cannot come together until we're dealing with the heart. And Jesus is the heart surgeon who can deal perfectly with the heart and expose it for what it is to where, you know, whatever threats, you know, threats on both sides, threat by this individual you're talking about in Atlanta outside the Wendy's restaurant, threat by these two police officers. I don't know if you saw the video or not, Elvita, but, you know, this gentleman, he's, and this is not, this is only to put it in context. I mean, he's a big guy. And he threw
yeah.
those police officers around like they were rag dolls. Well,
right.
when that happens, you get adrenaline that pumps up. His adrenaline pumps up, and you know, and then we have a conclusion like this, which is sad.
But nobody saw a person, Bill.
Yes, exactly. No, you're exactly right.
In that situation, yeah. saw a person, and the bystanders
yeah.
really didn't see people. They just saw something to put on Twitter, I believe.
Right.
So. I'm sorry, it was injustice, period. I'm not
yes.
making light of it. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody is seeing people.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. And this is what your uncle and your father had championed, is that we would see one another as God's creation. And when we do, as Rabbi Zacharias said, you no longer meet a mere mortal, that we are all significant to one another. And if we can get there, you know, through this process, then there's redemption in the midst of the evil one raising its head and thinking that this is acceptable, that we really need a heart change in our culture, a heart change for life. And
yes.
this is what we're praying for. And I know this is what you and I, we've talked and we've had this conversation before. And, you know, and meanwhile, we have all these other human ideas of whether or not we're going to, you know, kneel before a black brother, or whether, you know, Starbucks is now going to have Black Lives Matter T-shirts for everybody, and the sports redefining Confederate flags not being around. To me, you know, Elvita, I don't know about you, but that seems to me kind of surfacey. That's really not...
And we don't need to kneel before each other anyway. We need to be kneeling together before God, watching each other see.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, the white brothers have to watch that brother see. No. We need to watch each other see. Jesus taught us that, but we need to kneel before God Almighty.
Right. Amen.
So it's all just surface playing, posturing. It's almost like religious spirits worshiping Tammuz, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So we have to stop that.
Well, I know you're talking with the president on a near regular basis, and particularly on this issue. And I have seen a couple of the meetings that he had recently here in Texas. And I thought there was a lot of positive conversation coming out of it. Of course, sadly, the mainstream media is not supporting. It's like they're not necessarily in support of us coming to a peaceful resolution. For the sake of headlines and attention getting and that sort of thing, they like reporting on things that create conflict as opposed to offering any kind of hope whatsoever, you know, for our greater good. Are you seeing that, or is that just me?
I'm seeing that, But it's still, we have to direct even in our conversation, and that's what we're doing here. Keep bringing people back to the Word, to the Lord. Peace be still. When you pray, forgive. You're one blood. You're not separate. We have this platform for this season. I don't know how long God's given it to us, but mm-hmm. we have to use it in this manner. Mm-hmm. And the more we do it, the more God continues to increase in us. The kingdom of God is actually here. And we are in the kingdom while we are coexisting in this human realm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I did say to God, I'm not going to try to posture, pontificate, prove that I'm wise because I'm not, only God is. And that's we have to keep doing it. So that's why I think I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, I always appreciate it when you come on the show because you are a unifier. That's been your heart all your life, bringing
yeah.
people together.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
is an extension of your uncles and your father, your mother's heartbeat as well, is that we would be unified. And, you know, this injustice has got to stop. And, you know, and that's clearly, if anything came out of all this, Alveda, when America saw the injustice of what happened to George Floyd, we were all outraged. And this is what's happening. But the challenge, and you bring this up, and it's very important, that we choose wisely and that we have a discerning spirit over all this so that we make decisions not in the height of our emotions and passion, but that we make them in that place where we can hear that still small voice that is speaking truth to us. And may that be our North Star in all this, right?
It has to be. Now, listen, I'm going to have to leave in a second. Would you please allow me to remind you that I have a new TV show on endabortion.tv. That's over with Father Frank Pavone at Priest for Life. And it's on Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. And also, after it airs there, it's on the YouTube Pro-Life Praise Variety Show. Yeah. This week, I'm talking about Father's Day. I'm talking about Juneteenth. That's the holiday after the emancipation with Lincoln. 2 years later, some slaves found out they were free of Texas. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
So we're watching that, and then we're also talking about this unity that you're talking about on the show. And that's the answer. And healing from COVID is in there, too.
Exactly. So where can they go for more information, Dr. Alveda King?
CivilRightsForTheUnborn.com, AlvedaKing.com.
Well, always an honor and pleasure to have you with us. God bless, Alveda.
Thank you. God bless you.
You take care. She is the evangelist and director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, Dr. Alveda King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Joined together, reaching out for that higher calling, you and me. Not necessarily easy, especially in light of all the controversy that's going on right now. But don't give up the good fight. Do not grow weary in doing that which is right, and you know which that is. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour, speaking of which, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, joins us now, Adam Holtz. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm still looking for Gone with the Wind. I think it went gone bye-bye.
Yeah, well... You're going to have to buy it on DVD, I guess.
I guess. What is happening to our country here? I mean, this is, I mean, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. This is what has happened with cultures in the past. You know, they try to control your past so they can control your present and your future. And the best way to do that is let's destroy our history. Let's, destroy those things that were part of our culture. That I think that we're smart enough to look at these things in the context. I mean, if anything, I mean, I would think the institutions or maybe even as mom and dad are talking about seeing a statue of some figure that you could explain, yes, this was part of our history.
Yeah, and it's actually a teachable moment, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's not one that, you know, we tear down, but that we look at and as a comparative to be able to say, you see, America is like anybody else. We've made our mistakes, but, you know, we're a lot better. And so this statue, though for some and... you know, may be a bother, but I find that people are more sensitive for that which they are more ignorant of than that which they have knowledge for.
I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, getting back to the Gone with the Wind thing, every piece of art, every cultural artifact is a product of the context of its time.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start purging the past, where does it stop, Bill?
Exactly.
I mean, are we going to throw Friends out? You know, because they were all white? Are we going to throw Seinfeld out because they used to make jokes about homosexuality? You know, not that there was anything wrong with that. I mean, there are all sorts of things that would be totally politically incorrect now that in that moment, and you can just go down the list. Virtually everything in the 80s is now offensive for one reason or another, and the 70s is even worse. So for me, I think the question is, where do you draw the line? And I think that, you know, our job is to think critically about those different eras and the art that's created there, it gives us a window into that time. And we
exactly.
don't have to be afraid of it.
Well, and how did past generations and past countries handle things like this?
Right.
And we know philosophically, we've seen this lesson, you know, come our way time and again, and the reason it keeps coming to us, because we keep forgetting and have to relearn the lesson, right, is that, you know, you rip a culture's history away from it, and you dumb it down, and in a sense, we've kind of allowed this to happen in some of these institutions where we have not held our institutions of higher learning to account and have allowed them to hijack what it is that's being taught to the kids to where they really don't appreciate the significance of the flag, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, especially at a time when less than 1% of citizens enter into the military. If you go in the military, you just... If nothing else, by osmosis, you appreciate the significance of the red, white, and blue.
That's exactly right, Bo. And I think, unfortunately, one of the ironies of our information age is, as you were saying, we're awfully ignorant. And I think that's because we only live in the present and there's no sense of the past, you know, other than perhaps a reactionary, violent response to it, which, again, is not ultimately... always a thoughtful response, right? I mean, and there are things that we may need to rethink, but, you know, the wholesale rejection of cultural artifacts from the past feels like a knee-jerk response to it.
Yeah, but how do you rethink if you don't have, you know, the part before the re? You know, the thoughts before, and if you invalidate that, we're reinventing the wheel, and we've got to go through all the learning curve expense of resources and humanity. Like, all of a sudden, we want to relive the Civil War once again?
Yeah.
I mean, 600,000 people died so that we all could be free? I mean, what is it going to take?
Right. No,
a million more or whatever, you know, so let's just go ahead and do this exercise one more time, and let's have more George Floyds out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think that the other thing that the internet and, you know, at Plugged In, we focus a lot on media and technology in addition to just movies. I think that our attention spans are shorter, and culturally we just speak to each other in sound bites. And I think that the issues that we're dealing with now, they have a complexity to them that if we really want to grapple, if we want to hear each other, if we want to listen and learn and move forward toward healing and unity, you can't do that in 144 characters on Twitter.
No,
you can't
exactly.
do it in a 2-minute soundbite, you know, from the left or the right. You know, we're all contributing potentially to a soundbite culture that works against deep thinking and deep contemplation. And I've mostly stayed off social media for the last 3 months. And I got on this weekend. I'm like, okay, I'm reminded of why I've mostly opted out there, because it's just sound bites, you know, in a large measure.
Well, the thing is, it's attention getting. And what are we drawing attention to? The
right.
person who is scribbling the comment, or is it the topic itself? And as you say, in 144 characters, that's really difficult, you know, to be able to accomplish, you know. But there's probably more of the, you know, surfacey stuff. You know, it's kind of like being on the radio. You know, Adam, I mean, I could be brash. I mean, you could
sure.
have that kind of character. You could go Howard Stern and go that way. If that's what you choose to do and that's the character that you want to divide, that's not the character I want.
Right.
And just like if you want to be a comedian, it's real simple. You know, it's amazing to me how people back in the old days, which not that long ago, months ago, where
right.
people would pay big dollars to go hear comedians just cuss.
Yeah.
And go, well, what value is that? You know, what does that do? But You know, hey, it's this is America, and maybe we're coming to that point to realize whether it's with Twitter or YouTubes and that sort of thing, YouTube subscriptions, that we choose wisely because time is precious. I don't have the time, frankly, Adam, to sit around and go through you know, hundreds of thousands of YouTube videos and just, you know, see crazy stuff.
Yeah,
but there's
no,
some
exactly right.
You know, there's some that are quite concerning. I mean, I was just watching a YouTube deal of these kids, these four kids, and they're young blacks. They're in a courtroom. I don't know if you saw this. This is in Broward County, just south of me. This is absolutely insane. Now, these kids were arrested. The chief, they set off a police chase that was unbelievable. Stole a couple cars. They've been known for criminal activity, burglaries and everything in West Palm Beach and everything down to Miami. And they're having their day in court. You thought it was a party.
Yeah.
They were out of control. They were disrespectful. I think one of the parents tried to draw in one of the children to no avail. I mean, it was insane. It was like everybody's in contempt, including people who were there witnessing the proceedings, as well as the kids. They were so disrespectful. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if these kids are not given some sort of therapy and readjustment, that, I mean, they're 15 and acting this way. They had no respect for the court, the judge. I could see where some people throw their hands up and go, this is a lost cause. But these are four human beings, along with their parents and family members and that just, unless you saw it, you just could not believe how debased it got. But the thing is, this is what's in our country today.
Yeah. No, it is. And you know, we have this ongoing discussion about law and order and justice, and it's an important conversation. And it's not, I'm not an expert on it, but again, my observation is the media, the mainstream media especially, reinforces one particular narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, if we want to move toward doing away with law and order, what do you have, Bill?
What's the alternative, exactly?
I mean, it doesn't feel like it takes a rocket scientist, and to me it doesn't even feel like an issue of the political left or the political right. Anarchy doesn't seem to do anybody any good, you know, unless you're a punk rocker from the 70s in England, you know.
Yeah,
there's a time.
Yeah, but even then you run out of hotel rooms you can destroy.
Exactly.
And there's venues that don't want to have you back. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Adam, whether or not we're experts or not, we're living this. We're experts by experience.
Right.
And we know, you know, given a choice, life or death, anarchy or law abiding, you know, it's a clear choice. I mean, you don't have to be an expert. It's what we used to call common sense, right?
Right, it is. You know, I read an article about the murders in Chicago on May 31st. I think there were 18 murders in Chicago.
Right.
But the statistic that blew my mind was, in Chicago, on one day, there were 85,000 calls to 911.
Right.
85,000. Anyway, we normally talk about movies.
But this is about the culture.
It is.
And we need to talk about that. We got 40 seconds, so do you want to do some quick movie highlights?
Yes. You can come to PluggedIn.com and look at reviews for Artemis Fowl, The Five Bloods, Infamous, The King of Staten Island, and The Last Days of American Crime, and we'll give you everything you need to know about each of those.
And we would say, look, it's no doubt what we're dealing with, Adam, bottom line, this is a heart issue.
Yeah.
And study your heart. Look into your heart right now. And I believe, I have faith, that we can realize this needed change for all Americans. Not the hype. Forget about the hyphenation. Forget about all the segmentation.
Yep.
All Americans, because we're all in this journey together that we love to call life, right?
Absolutely, Bill.
You got it. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated.